Jenny Bax is here for Friday's Treasuring Mothers. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Scott.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm well, thank you.
What are we talking about?
Well, today, and it's interesting talking about Treasuring Mothers because I feel like there's a treasure box full of interesting little bits and pieces in here to hand out to people. But today is one of the most important treasures in the treasure box, a jewel, so to speak, and that's the idea of forgiveness. And everybody, I know, it's one of those things. Nobody has got perfect parents. Do you? Did you have perfect parents, Scott?
No, and I'm definitely not a perfect parent either.
No, yeah. And I did not have perfect parents, nor am I a perfect parent. And as a result, we end up with stuff. We end up with hurts. We end up with all sorts of things that could potentially damage that relationship. And so I just wanted to talk about that whole concept of forgiveness.
I am not a perfect parent, but you know what I've done, which I think's actually played in my favour, is ever since I was young, I'm like, don't ever expect to be perfect. You know, like, I'm not perfect. You know, I make mistakes, because it kind of almost takes you off the hook a bit, because then when you make a mistake, they're like, well, he's not perfect. Mm, you know, like, you know what I mean? But some people just have this expectation that their parents should be perfect. Mm. And I think it's completely unrealistic.
Oh, it certainly is. And it means that you end up, of course, everybody ends up with hurts because of what happened when they were growing up. And the temptation is to hold on to those things sometimes, especially if they were big hurts. Some people have gone through terribly traumatic things because of what their parents...
And big hurts, you can understand, you know, that people will tend to hold on to them. But there comes a point, as you say, when you just have to release it because it affects you, doesn't it?
Well, it does. In the end, holding on to that resentment and, oh, if only that grr inside you is only hurting you. It's not doing anything to them. So in a sense, they're still having power over you because you've still got holding on to this grudge. And to let go and to forgive them is nothing about them, really. They still did the bad thing or the imperfect thing. But letting go of it gives you freedom from that terrible thing that happened.
I know for me, as a parent, when I've made a mistake, the times that I'm actually prepared to, like, humble myself and I'll just say, can I have a chat with you? And I'll just sit down and I'll put my arm around him and said, look, what I did was wrong and I'm really, really sorry and I'm wondering, will you forgive me? Mm. Like, it's amazing what that it does for the relationship as well. Mm. Like, you know, it's not a matter of laying your own power down at all. I think the kids respect you so much more when you're willing to actually say, will you forgive me? I made a mistake.
Yep. Yep. And this is true for you with your kids all at home with you. But in my case, I've only got one at home out of the five. And there potentially are things that there have been things that have come up. And I thought, oh, no, I realise now I was trying to do the best thing, but that was the wrong thing for that particular child. And I have had the opportunity to go back to them and say, look, I'm really sorry. I did something then that wasn't appropriate. It didn't help you. And will you forgive me? So that means I can restore the relationship from this end as well.
Yeah.
So yes, people do things unknowingly that will affect their kids in the long term. And I was talking to someone this week who, as a 9-month-old baby, was left with friends while her parents went overseas to work for 4 weeks, but she was not left with her siblings. And so she, as a 9-month-old baby, grieved for her family. And looking back on it now, she says that she thought they'd all died and she'd been left. And she just cried and cried and cried and cried. And it wasn't until a while later in that 4-week period that her brother came to visit that all of a sudden she realised everything was okay and her behaviour and attitude changed. So instead of being a baby in a cot facing the wall and not facing the world, she was able to cope much better for the rest of the time. But as a result, it meant that she couldn't do – she was – had this separation anxiety that stuck with her and she couldn't do – well, she did sleepovers, but she'd cry herself to sleep every night. And
that's tragic, isn't it?
Oh, I know. So when she was 16, she was actually connected this family story of her being so upset when her parents left. She connected the dots and worked out, that's why I'm like this, and had the opportunity to pray and have some ministry, forgive her parents. And now she's got the best relationship in the world with them.
Nice.
And so she has resolved that and moved on.
And they would never, you know, when they went away for those 4 weeks, they'd have no idea the impact this was going to have on the child.
No, you wouldn't think that. A 9-month-old baby, how are they going to know the difference? But in actual fact, she did know the difference.
Wow.
So we do things without even realising that we've done them can have long-term impact. The good part of the story, of course, is she has reconciled, she worked it out, she engaged with the problem, she talked it through with her parents and now she's come out this end of the journey still affecting her. It's still obviously an emotional thing, but she knows and understands that they were doing the best that they could in the situation. They were leaving her in care with friends, and so she's just had to live with that terrible angst in the meantime, but she's done what she can to forgive them.
Yep. All right, so takeaway point is forgiveness not only releases your parents and those around you, but more particularly releases you.
Yes, that's right. And it works both ways. It works with our parents as we were growing up, but also the other direction as we work and operate with our children.
Great stuff.